Well, guys, we have had enough heavy thinking for one evening. So your topic is a light one. Karl Marx. Considering the current economic meltdown, is it time to take another look at the author of the Communist Manifesto? Yep. I have to admit, I am not particularly knowledgeable on this topic. My only experience with any kind of communist revolt, truly, was when I got in a fight with a bald guy with a goatee at a bar in Cranbrook. We were playing pool, and he was taking too long to take his shots, so I said, "Quit stalling." And I guess he took offense at the double entendre. But some, like Charlie here, give high marks to the Marxists. Ooh. Oh, come on, crowd, don't be like that. So, whereas failures in the free market lead to the near collapse of the global economy, be it resolved that it's time to take another look at Karl Marx. Charlie, you are arguing for this, please. You have 2 minutes beginning right now.
Thank you, comrade. In the 1980s, the Soviet Union stunned the world with its rapid collapse. Nobody saw the end of the superpower coming because the only signs were an unfixable economy, a dysfunctional political culture, and an unwinnable war in Afghanistan. I know what you're thinking, but it's different today. The Soviets didn't have iPhone games or hot yoga. In the aftermath of the fall, the idea of state control and elderly figureheads were relegated to Cuba and the CBC. In its place, the world was promised a thriving, dynamic, democratic capitalism. Instead, around the globe, currencies are inflating and deflating faster than Renee Zellweger between Bridget Jones installments. And public services have deteriorated to the point that children are now learning math by adding up the different kinds of diabetes they've gotten from the soft drinks that sponsor their schools. We need to rediscover the spirit of anti-capitalism. We need the granddaddy of redistribution, the original bearded boogeyman of the bourgeoisie, Karl Marx. Marx accurately predicted overproduction, globalization. If he failed to predict the Kardashians, it's only because he gave capitalism too much credit. Unfortunately for us, capitalist banks gave themselves too much credit, too. And look how that turned out. Thank you.
Charlie Demers, everybody. Nice job. Now, to tell us why Karl Marx has got nothing to offer, here's two anti-Marx minutes from right-thinking Al Ray.
In capitalism, man exploits man. In communism, it's exactly the opposite. An old Soviet gag. But should we blame Marx for Lenin? Maybe not. We don't blame Jesus for the Vatican. The government shall own everything and provide an equal share to all. This was Marx's remedy for the perceived economic injustice caused by the Industrial Revolution. Verily, said Marx, one should work to better all man, each according to his need, and so on. Marx's secular religion is based on a great joke he stole from Jesus. The meek shall inherit the earth. Yeah. That'll work. Communism makes a hero and a fetish of the mindless laborer. Backbreaking work was a pleasure in itself. There's a good comrade. Someday, none of this will be yours.
Al Ray! Al Ray with some capital ideas in his opening argument. It is time now for the bare-knuckle round. This is your chance, debaters, to engage in a class war of words as you lower the boom and bust your opponent's argument. We're talking the words of Karl Marx, so give your opponent a good Mao Tse-tung lashing. As you proletariat up on your marks. Yeah, I just tried to slip that one through. On your marks, get set, revolt!
All these puns are making me a little Kim Jong-il.
You see? I will give, that's 3 points right there.
Thank you.
He's up by 3, Charlie. Go
two
get
marks.
Him.
If capitalism was so great, then Russia would look good. Remind me again how the democratic leader of Russia just appointed himself president till 2025. It's also in the former Soviet Union, alcoholism is skyrocketing. General health has declined precipitously. They traded the hammer and sickle to just get hammered and sickly. It's...
Two points.
If you're talking about Mr. Putin, what Mr. Putin did is he took his country or their country back from the oligarchs who had basically raped Russia after the government collapsed, and he's now trying to restore order, democracy. It may take a couple of centuries.
He also takes pictures of wrestling tigers. Is the guy Chuck Norris? This is a ludicrous...
But he's a real man. That's what I like about him.
Right.
Look,
don't you?
I think Stephen Harper should absolutely wrestle lions. That's the bare knuckle round, everybody. Oh. It is time now for the firing line debaters. I have a list of questions on Karl Marx brought to you by the Hammer and Sickle Neighborhood Pub. Come for the Molotov cocktails, stay for a basket of left wings. Karl Marx famously stated, I am not a what? Al.
A very good economist.
No. Charlie.
I am not a part of any club that would have me as a member.
I don't think that was Karl Marx. The actual answer, Karl Marx famously stated, I am not a Marxist. What is the first sentence of Marx and Engels' 1848 book, The Communist Manifesto? Charlie.
Collectivize me, Ishmael. Pretty good. Thank you.
Incorrect. Al.
I think it was anyways.
Well.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I've never read it, so I'll give
from
you a point.
From the German.
In German, it sounds
no, it was
better.
In English. The book was written.
The actual answer, there is a specter haunting Europe, the specter of communism. It's a good read. You guys should find it. According to economist Milton Friedman, capitalism is the economic system where greed causes what? Charlie.
Pollution, bigotry, alienation, climate change, the disintegration of the family, inequality, and votes for Stephen Harper.
That was good. That was like a George Carlin rant with no jokes.
That is incorrect, Charlie, because we're still looking for some funding.
I know the right answer.
Al?
I know the right answer.
What is the right answer?
The right answer. Milton Friedman said that capitalism of all the economic systems is the one that causes the least harm.
Correct.
Because it's amazing.
That is the correct
that's
answer,
what he said.
And that's the firing line, everybody. Al got one right. It is almost time for our studio audience, who is in a theater, so we'll call them a theater audience, to vote. But first, here again to tell us why Marx misses the mark, it's another minute from Class Act, Al Ray.
Don't you love freedom? I do. The financial crisis now consuming the globe was not caused by factory owners and manufacturers, but by banks and speculators and other legal loan sharks. Modest regulation can correct the excesses of a complex capitalist economy. Conversely, how did ordinary Russians get through the Great Depression? Well, a lot of them didn't. Nor did the Ukrainians. 30 to 40 million people died in 7 years. 30 to 40 million. I thought that would get a bigger laugh. But seriously, I'll take Rupert Murdoch over Ho Chi Minh any day, and between Marx and Lenin, I always go right for Ringo. Thank you very much.
Al Ray, everybody. Now, to argue that revisiting Marx is actually a capital idea, it's another 60 socialist seconds from the very social knowledgeable Charlie Demers.
Thank you. Socialism has been an inspiration to national liberation struggles for years. Originally, the Black Panthers were going to be called the Marx Brothers. We stand on the precipice of a depression that'll make Sylvia Plath look like Tony Robbins. The system doesn't work, but our relationship with capitalism is like a bad Catholic marriage. We stick with it because we're prisoners of orthodoxy, embracing the system we were brought up with, even if it means our children get screwed.
Oh, that one... That one hit a bit close to home, Charlie.
Karl Marx knew that capitalism is a system living on borrowed time. And what's worse, it's about to default on that loan, too. Thank you.
Charlie Demers, everybody. Yeah. It is time to vote, because that's how we do it in this society. Who here preferred Comrade Demers' pro-Marx manifesto? Charlie Demers! And who thought that Al Ray's anti-Marx rhetoric was a riot? Al Ray! Well, well, that is it. We are all going back to each other's houses because Charlie Demers is the winner! Bring back Karl Marx! Big hand for Charlie Demers and I'm Steve Patterson saying, big hairy monsters, legendary serpents, and video stores do exist. I'm talking to you, Ron Jeremy, and I'll talk to you again soon, Canada. Good night!
The Debaters, created and produced by Richard Side. Produced in Kelowna this week by Anna Bonikoski and Philip Ditchburn. Technical production by Bruce Derrick. Special thanks to Derek Bird, CBC Kelowna, and everyone at the Kelowna Community Theater. Hey, Canada, you can get past episodes of The Debaters on iTunes. Go to cbc.ca/thedebaters to find out how. That's cbc.ca/thedebaters.